Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Top leaders of political parties address rallies in various states as campaigning further intensifies for first phase of Lok Sabha polls. Notification for third phase of Lok Sabha elections to be issued tomorrow, polling on 7th May. 6 children killed as school bus overturns in Mahendragarh district of Haryana. International Court of Justice orders Israel to ensure immediate supply of basic food to Palestinians in Gaza. And in IPL cricket, match between Mumbai Indians and Royal Challengers Bengaluru underway in Mumbai. Top leaders of all political parties are addressing rallies in various states as the first phase of Lok Sabha polls draws near. Polling will be held in 102 seats in 21 states and union territories on the 19th of this month. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the Lok Sabha elections of 2024 is to provide new energy to the Viksit Bharat campaign. While addressing a rally in Rajasthan's Karoli today, he said that in the last 10 years, the BJP brought solutions to the problems on which the Congress had given up. He stated that the Congress gave the slogan of Garibi Hatao for decades, but the NDA government brought 25 crore Indians out of poverty. He added that the Congress left farmers on their own, but the BJP government is working in the direction to make farmers prosperous.
Aaj desh ke 10 crore kisanon ko पीएम किसान सम्मान निधि मिल रही है. करौली धौलपुर के 3.25 लाख से ज्यादा किसानों के खाते में भी 700 करोड़ रुपए से अधिक भेजे गए हैं. करौली में 80,000 से ज्यादा किसानों के पशुधन को खुरपका मुहपका के 1.5 लाख से ज्यादा टीके मोदी सरकार ने लगवाए हैं.
Earlier in the day, while addressing an election rally in Rishikesh, Uttarakhand, the Prime Minister said, whenever there has been a weak and unstable government in the country, the enemies have taken advantage and terrorism has spread its roots. The Prime Minister said his government has implemented one rank, one pension scheme for soldiers. Former Congress President Rahul Gandhi has said there are two major issues in the country, unemployment and inflation, but other issues are being given more importance. He was addressing a public meeting at Anupgarh in Rajasthan today. He said if the Congress government comes to power in the country, 30 lakh people will be given government jobs.
Hum do kaam karne ja rahe hain. Pehla kaam 30 lakh sarkari rozgar aapke hawale karne ja rahe hain. Aur dusra kaam thekedari pratha ko hum PSUs में और सरकार में खत्म करने जा रहे हैं. अब हिंदुस्तान में अगर कोई सरकार में काम करेगा तो वो कॉन्ट्रैक्ट से नहीं करेगा, उसे परमानेंट जॉब दी जाएगी, उसे पेंशन दी जाएगी और उसके परिवार की रक्षा होगी.
Criticizing the Agnivir scheme, he said the scheme will be cancelled if the Congress government comes to power. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah addressed public meetings in Mandla and Katni in Madhya Pradesh today. Senior BJP leader Rajnath Singh also addressed a public meeting in Deutalab Assembly constituency of Mau Ganj Riva in Madhya Pradesh today. Bahujan Samaj Party Chief Mayawati today said the present central government has made reservation and promotion of government employees belonging to scheduled castes and tribes ineffective. The BSP chief was addressing a public rally in Baizan Bagh ground in North Nagpur today. She said her party has been working for the upliftment of the backward.
हमने बड़ी कुर्सी ठुकरा दी, लेकिन हमने दलितों के सम्मान में और पिछड़ों के अधिकारों को ध्यान में रखकर हमने कहा कि हम समर्थन देंगे कि बीएसपी के अथक प्रयासों से ही बाबा साहब डॉक्टर अंबेडकर को भारत रत्न की उपाधि से सम्मानित किया गया और मंडल कमीशन की रिपोर्ट लागू की गई.
In Mizoram, the BJP has released a vision document for the state ahead of the upcoming Lok Sabha polls. The party has promised to upgrade Zoram Medical College to the Regional Institute of Medical Sciences. Releasing the vision document, senior BJP leader Dr. S. Jaishankar said the BJP has a solid record of 10 years of good governance. He said this election is not about 5 years, but an election that will set the course for us for the next 25 years when India attains 100 years of independence. The minister said the world today is looking towards India. Speaking to the media later, Dr. Jaishankar said the situation in Myanmar has required the centre to take certain precautions as the government gives top priority to the country's security.
We are very sensitive to the interests of people, to traditions, to customs, to the relationships across the border. The conditions in Myanmar are very, very disturbed. That in many cases the authority of the government does not run. Many bad practices and illegal activities are coming about. The security of our country, security of our state, including Mizoram, requires us to take certain precautions.
Mizoram will go to polls on the 19th of this month, wherein more than 8 lakh voters will exercise their franchise in 1,276 polling stations across the state. In Sikkim, the election campaigns for the simultaneous elections for the lone Lok Sabha seat and 32 seats of the state legislative assembly are gradually picking up momentum. The political parties are trying their best to garner the support of the electorate across the state, which will go to polls on the 19th of this month. BJP National President JP Nadda addressed the party's state election manifesto release function at Manan Kendra in Gangtok today. Addressing the function, he said, he assured the people of the state to provide a clean and people-oriented government with peace, progress and development infrastructures. Meghalaya will be voting for the two Lok Sabha seats in the first phase on the 19th of this month. We have a report.
Voting for the Lok Sabha elections will be held in Meghalaya in the first phase on April 19. There are two Lok Sabha seats in the state. Tura and Shillong parliamentary seats are reserved for scheduled tribes. A total of 6 candidates are trying their luck on Shillong parliamentary seat. Apart from 4 registered parties, 2 independent candidates are also included in this. The number of new voters in this election is more than 56,900. At the same time, more than 10,300 voters above the age of 85 and 85 years are also eager to cast their vote. The Election Commission has completed the distribution of voter identity card with photographs. The Election Commission has arranged a total of 3,512 polling stations. Paritosh Dikshit, Akashvani, Shillong.
The notification for the third phase of Lok Sabha election will be issued tomorrow. Polling will be held for 94 Lok Sabha seats in 10 states and 2 union territories in this phase. Notification for the adjourned poll in Bethul constituency of Madhya Pradesh will also be issued tomorrow. Election for Bethul parliamentary constituency, which was to be held in the second phase, was adjourned due to the death of a contesting candidate of Bahujan Samaj Party. Nominations can be filed till the 19th of this month. Voting for this phase will be held on the 7th of May. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections, every evening at 7
and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashvani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis
in the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
Welcome back. You're listening to the news at 9. Moving on to other news, in Haryana, 6 students were killed and at least 15 injured when a private school bus overturned in the village Unhani of Kanina block in Mahindergarh district today. The injured students are under treatment in the hospitals of Rewari and Mahindergarh. A report.
The administration has confirmed 6 deaths in this tragic accident. The driver of the bus, who was also injured in the accident, has been apprehended and an FIR has been lodged. Immediately after the accident, Haryana Chief Minister Naib Singh Saini called the Deputy Commissioner of Mahindergarh on phone and ordered to take strict action against the guilty. Meanwhile, Haryana Chief Minister said that strict measures will be taken against the negligence that led to this unfortunate incident. Haryana Education Minister Srimati Rikha has said that the opening of schools on gazetted holiday is violation of rules and asked the all district education officers to take action against such schools. Ashwini Kumar Sharma, Akashvani News, Chandigarh.
President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and State Chief Minister Nayab Singh have expressed condolence over the unfortunate incident. The Central Bureau of Investigation has arrested Bharat Rashtra Samiti BRS leader K. Kavita in connection with the alleged Delhi excise policy scam. The agency had recently questioned K. Kavita in Tihar Central Jail in the Delhi liquor scam. She is currently under the Enforcement Directorate's custody at Tihar Jail over the matter. The Enforcement Directorate arrested K. Kavita on the 15th of March in a money laundering case linked to the excise policy case. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, has arrested a person in a case relating to revival attempts by People's Liberation Front of India, PLFI. According to the NIA, raids and searches were conducted yesterday by its teams with the help of local police in Jharkhand and Assam. The crackdown led to the arrest of Vinod Munda from Khunti district of Jharkhand. The accused is an armed cadre of PLFI, a splinter Naxal group, and wanted in four PLFI cases of Jharkhand. In the Kashmir Valley, police along with security forces arrested three terror associates linked with terror outfit Lashkar-e-Tayyaba and recovered incriminating material and grenades from their possession in Baramulla. According to police officials, Baramulla police received credible intelligence that some unidentified terrorists affiliated with the banned LET organization are moving into Baramulla town with the intention to target security forces. Judges at the International Court of Justice, ICJ, have unanimously ordered Israel to take all necessary and effective action to ensure basic food supplies arrive without delay for the Palestinian population in Gaza. The ICJ today said the Palestinians in Gaza face worsening conditions of life and famine and starvation are spreading. Eid ul-Fitr was celebrated with religious fervour and gaiety across the country and abroad today. The festival marks the culmination of the fasting month of Ramzan. The faithful, dressed in their best, offered Eid prayers in Eidgahs and grand mosques. In Telangana, mass prayer gatherings were held at mosques, Eidgahs and open grounds in Hyderabad and other parts of the state, a report.
Thousands of Muslim faith in Hyderabad have offered namaz at the Eidgah Mir Alam and Makkah Masjid on the occasion of Eid ul-Fitr. People dressed in their traditional best gathered at mosques and Eidgahs and exchanged greetings after the prayers. State Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan and Chief Minister A. Revanth Reddy greeted people of the state on the occasion. Many families seen visiting their ancestors at the graves, giving charity to the poor in the name of Zakat and Fitr on the occasion. Lakshmi, Akashwani News, Hyderabad.
Our Dhaka correspondent reports Eid ul-Fitr was celebrated with joy and reverence across the country. A report.
Eid ul-Fitr, one of the biggest religious festivals of the Muslim, is being celebrated across Bangladesh with joy and reverence as the Ramadan, the month of fasting, came to an end. Millions of the Muslim devotees attended Eid congregation from all strata of life at mosques, Eidgahs and makeshift prayer grounds in Dhaka and other parts of Bangladesh. The festival is celebrated by visiting friends and relatives, hosting food parties and sharing sweets. Nawal Singh Parmar, Akashwani News, Dhaka.
The festival was also celebrated with zeal in Nepal today. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast that light to moderate rainfall will continue over central India till tomorrow. Light to moderate rainfall accompanied by thunderstorms and gusty winds is likely over Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Vidarbha, Marathwada and Madhya Maharashtra. The weather office has also forecast isolated heavy rainfall over Jammu, Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan and Muzaffarabad on the 13th and 14th of this month and in Himachal Pradesh on the 14th of this month. In IPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru were 154 for 6 in 17 overs against Mumbai Indians at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai. When reports last came in, Mumbai Indians won the toss and elected to field. Now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Top leaders of political parties address rallies in various states as campaigning further intensifies for first phase of Lok Sabha polls. Notification for third phase of Lok Sabha elections to be issued tomorrow, polling on 7th May. Six children killed as school bus overturns in Mahindragarh district of Haryana. International Court of Justice orders Israel to ensure immediate supply of basic food to Palestinians in Gaza. And an IPL cricket match between Mumbai Indians and Royal Challengers Bengaluru underway in Mumbai. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsandair.gov.in and News on AIR app. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.